try to win God's approval by your good works.
那些不信的人也是一样，他们永远不能靠自己所做的一些好事情、好行为来得到神。
But Paul is speaking to the believers.
但是呢，保罗这里是对已经信的人来说。
So he's speaking about our ongoing walk with the Lord.
他指的是我们与神同行的路上所发生的。
These people have been saved.
这些人已经得救了。
They do have the Holy Spirit.
他们已经有圣灵在里面。
And they know they're saved.
他们也知道他们得救了。
But it's their ongoing walk that he's concerned with.
但是保罗所担心的是他们与主继续往前的这一条路。
So when we build a relationship, we try to build a relationship with God based on our works.
我们常常会愿意我们与神的关系是建立在我们所行的工作上。
Our work will never end.
但是我们的工作永远不会结束。
We will strive and strive and strive, but find no satisfaction.
我们会一直的努力努力努力，我们得不到满意。
We'll get no reward for our work.
我们所做的，我们得不到一个奖赏。
It'll never be enough.
而且也永远不够。
And while we are on that path, there's no other way, there's no escape.
当我们在那条路上走的时候，我们也找不到出路。
That is slavery. That is bondage.
这是一个奴仆的生活，一个带锁链的生活。
But what is the freedom?
但自由是什么呢？
The freedom is that the work has already been done.
自由就是说这个工作已经替你完成了。
Everything that was necessary to reconcile us to God has been done in Christ.
要把我们带入与神和好境地的所有一切必须的事情已经做好了，做成了。
Now in English, this is good.
在英语里面很好。
In English we say, outside of Christ,You have to do.
在英语里面是说，在基督的以外，你必须去做。
But in Christ, it's done.
但是呢，在基督里面，这件事已经做成了。
That is a huge difference.
这个是一个很大的区别。
All the religions of the world are about doing.
所有世界上的宗教都是在讲到你要做什么做什么。
And they are trying to reach a certain point.
他们就是希望你能够达到一个境地。
It's do, 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 and maybe.
然后你就一直做一直做一直做直到你可能会达到这一个境地。
But in Christ, we begin there.
但是在基督的里面我们是从那一个地方那一个境地来出发的。
We begin with His finished work.
我们从他已经做成的工作是我们的起点。
To God,
我们已经与神和好。
Justified.
我们称义了。
I have a relationship with God.
我已经与神和好了。
It is established.
这已经做成了。
The work is done.
这个工作已经做成了。
If we look in Romans chapter 5.
如果我们来看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书第五章第一到第二节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Through whom also we have access by faith.Into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
The first verse says how we were justified.
第一节说我们是怎么因信称义的。
By faith.
是因着信心。
And our peace with God is through Christ.
而我们与神的和好是从基督耶稣里来的。
The second verse says that we live in this exact same relationship.
第二节里面讲的是，我们现在还是活在这一个同样的关系当中。
We stand in this grace.
我们站在这个恩典中。
By the same faith.
也是靠这个同样的信心。
And standing here, we rejoice in expectation of the glory of God.
我们站在这里的时候，就欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
So this is the freedom to which we've been brought.
所以这个就是神带我们所进入的自由。
And Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
保罗在加拉太书第五章继续说，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
That is, if you bring yourself under Jewish law, or any law,Christ will profit you nothing.
也就是说，如果你们把自己再带进犹太律法底下，或者任何其他的律法，基督就与你们无益了。
These verses are very meaningful to me.
这些经文对我来说意义非常深大。
Because as a young man, I put myself under law.
因为当我年轻的时候，我就把自己放在律法底下。
And I thought that my relationship with God.Was dependent upon the zeal that I had for him.
我觉得我那个时候与神的关系是建筑在我对神的热心上面。
And so I was striving and striving to do more and to do more.
所以我就拼命拼命的要做更多更多。
In the hope that that would give me that strong relationship I desired.
做的时候希望这样能够使我把我带进于神更强一个更好的关系当中。
But the result was the misery of a slave.
但是在这样做的结果却是一个像奴隶一样的一个痛苦。
So I prayed, and one night,
所以有一天晚上我就祷告。
I said, Lord, I'm not going to bed until you speak to me.
我说主啊，除非你今天对我讲话，我就不睡觉。
I just can't continue like this anymore.
因为我不能再继续这样下去。
So I walked up and down,
tried
to stay awake.
所以我就在房间里走来走去，走来走去，我就不睡觉。
And then in the early hours of the morning, I saw.
然后在那一天，第二天的凌晨，我看见了。
The first verse that I saw was Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
我所看见的第一句经文就是罗马书的第五章第一节。
Peace with God.Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们与神和好是通过耶稣基督。
I thought, my peace with God is through Him, not me.
我就说，我与神的和睦是由于耶稣基督，不是因为我啊。
And then I saw these verses.
然后我就看到这句。
And I realized, verse 3.I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
就是第五章的第三、第四节。我在指着凡受割礼的人确实地说，他是欠行全律法的债。你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
And I said, that's me.
我就说，这就是我。
I had fallen from grace.
我已经从恩典中坠落了。
I was not living in the grace that God had poured forth.
我没有在神为我摆上的恩典中生活。
But I'd put myself under law.
因为我把自己放在律法底下。
And this, for me, this was the turning point in my life.
对我来说，这一刻是我一生中的转折。
But what more can we say about this freedom?
那么关于这个自由，我们还能说些什么？
There's another aspect to it.
有另外一个方面我们要讲。
When we are under law, we are concerned with the things of this world.
当我们在律法底下的时候，我们会常常顾及到这个世界上的事情。
The Jews were occupied with their feast days and their offerings and their ceremonies.
犹太人就很很忙他们的节期啊，他们的献祭之类的礼仪。
And they had come to believe that all that mattered was the outward things.
他们现在意识到，他们所顾及的这一切的事情都是外在的。
So they were dealing with the shadows and the pictures and the symbols.
他们做的都是一些影子，一些的记号。
And this was all outward.
这一切都是外面的。
But in Christ, everything is different.
但是在基督里面，这一切都不一样了。
We are freed from the pictures and the symbols.
我们从这一切的图片、影像里面，我们被释放出来。
And we are brought to the reality of what those things pictured.
我们被带进了这一切影子的实体里面。
Now there's a lovely picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一幅很美的图画。
When a leper was healed, the leper would bring an offering to the priest.
就是当一个大麻风得痊愈的时候，他要带上礼物来献给祭司。
And you remember when the Lord Jesus healed the leper, he said, "Go and show yourself to the priest and give the offering."
记得当耶稣医治了一个大麻风的时候，也是对他说：“你去把你的身体给祭司查看，然后献上当献的祭物。”
And the offering was for a testimony.
这一个祭物就是为了一个见证。
What was the offering?
这个祭物是什么？
The offering was two birds.
这个祭物是一对的鸟。
And the first bird was killed.
第一只鸟要被杀。
And then the second bird was dipped in the blood of the first bird and let go free.
第二只鸟要把它在第一只鸟的血里面蘸一蘸，然后把它放走。
Can you see a picture there?
你能不能看到这一幅图画？
What's the picture?
这是一幅什么图画？
Well, one died.
一只鸟死了。
And one is set free.
另外一只鸟得自由了。
And he's set free by that death. He's dipped in the blood and set free. And that bird, we imagine it flying up to the heavens.
那一只被得释放、得自由的鸟是先要把它站在第一只鸟的血里面，也就是说，在第一只鸟的死亡的基础上，第二只鸟得了释放，飞走了。
We died with Christ.
我们与基督同死。
And in him we are also raised up.
在他的里面我们也复活了。
So we are brought into the very heavens.
所以我们被带到天上。
And we don't deal with symbols and pictures.
我们不再去与这些影子、这些图像。
Because we come before the Lord himself.
因为我们已经被带到主他自己的面前。
We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
我们的里面有圣灵住在。
And taught personally by him.
我们也由他亲自来教导我们。
This is the grace of God. This is the fulfillment of God's purpose.
这是神的恩典。
Or the beginning of it.
或者说这是神救恩的起点。
So this is another aspect of the freedom we've been brought to.
这也是自由这个字的另一个方面的意思。
You have, he says, you have fallen, in verse 4 he says, you have fallen from grace.
在第四节里面说你们从恩典中坠落了。
But our heart's desire is to live in the grace of God.
但是我们的心切是愿意我们在神的恩典中继续活着。
Now why do we fall back into bondage?
那我们为什么会又退回到那个锁链中？
I fell back into bondage. Why did I fall back?
为什么我那个时候会退回到这个捆绑中呢？
Well, you could give many reasons.
可能你可以讲出很多的原因来。
First of all, that bondage is very, very natural.
第一个就是说，这个辖制，这个捆绑是很自然的。
That is the way the human mind works.
因为这个是人很正常的一个思维。
No.If I do this for you, then you will do that for me.
就是如果我对你这样做，你也会回报我。
So it's natural to think like that, even of God.
人很自然的就去这样想，甚至对神也这样想。
If I serve you, then you will pay me back with blessings.
如果我服侍你，你就会祝福我。
We kind of do business with God.
我们好像在与神做生意。
But the real reason why we fall back into bondage is because we lack vision.
但是我们退回到辖制里面的真正的原因是因为我们没有意象，没有看见。
Because we lack revelation.
我们缺乏启示。
Or because that revelation has lost its freshness.
或者说那个启示对我们来说失去了新鲜。
You know, we speak of Christ.
你知道我们讲基督。
At one time, when you heard the name of the Lord Jesus, your heart might have thrilled because of him.
可能曾经，当你听到耶稣基督这个名字的时候，你的心会跳动。
But then, after some time, we've heard it before.
然后过了一阵子以后，你就没有什么感觉，你说啊，我听说过。
Everything has become routine.
很多的事情，所有的事情都变成好像一种习惯。
And there isn't something living, like a spring of water that just springs up from the ground, continually flowing out, living in your heart.
在你的心里面没有说是。像泉源一样的有一个活水来涌流出来。
But it's God's desire that it should be like that.
但是神却是盼望我们的心是这样的。
That we should walk in life.
就是我们在他的生命中行走。
You know, he said, was it to the woman at the well, he who drinks the water that I give, it shall become in him like a spring of water springing up into everlasting life.
主耶稣在新约里面说，凡喝这水的，从他腹中要流出活水来。
Who doesn't want that?
谁不想要这个活水呢？
We want to live in the grace of God.
我们切慕，我们要活在神的恩典当中。
Now it is the most natural thing for the revelation that we have.To kind of fade.
但是呢，我们心中的启示好像很自然的就慢慢的黯然失色。
And just like we have to continue to eat food to be nourished.
就好像我们需要常常吃东西来得到营养。
So we have to continue to feed upon the Lord so that we are strong.
我们也是要常常的来吃主的话，我们能够保持我们灵命的健壮。
And we can come to the Lord again and again and again.
所以我们就需要常常的来到主的面前，一次又一次。
And say, "Teach me, Lord."
对主说，主啊，求你。
Open my eyes.
打开我的眼睛，教导我。
Enable me to see wonderful things.
让我能够看见那美好的、美丽的事物。
You know, there's a promise in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31.
在耶利米书三十一章里面，神有一个应许。
Jeremiah 33 verse 3。
耶利米书三十三章。
Jeremiah 33 verse 3。
三十三章第三节。
Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
What a wonderful promise!
这是何等奇妙的应许。
When is that promise for?
这个应许是为了什么？
Only once?
只有一次神给他这个应许吗？
No, that's for all of our life.
没有，这是神给耶利米他一生的应许。
In James it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
雅各书也说，若有人缺少智慧，他就当求神。
He gives freely.
因为神会将自由给他。
In First Corinthians,
在
Chapter 1,
哥林多前书第一章
and Verse 9,
第一章第九节。
First Corinthians Chapter 1, Verse 9,
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful.By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
What a wonderful promise.
多么奇妙的应许。
God has called us to the fellowship of his son.
神召我们与他儿子耶稣基督一同得分。
And this promise wasn't given to a church that was going well. It was going badly.
这个应许不是给一个很好的一个教会，而是给一个很有问题的教会。
But the faithfulness of God was not changed.
但神的信实不会改变。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And he has called us to the fellowship of his son.
他召我们好与他儿子一同得分。
So we need this revelation, this vision to be renewed in us again and again.
所以我们需要这样的意象在我们的心里不断地得更新。
To see the sufficiency of Christ.
来看到基督是那么的丰富。
That he paid the price.
他为我们付了赎价。
And on that ground, and on that ground only, every day of our life, we can walk with God.
只有在那个基础上，我们每天可以与神同行。
He says, you know, to the Galatians, he says, you are putting yourself under the law.
对那些加拉太人保罗说，你们把自己放在律法底下。
But in verse 5 of chapter 5, he says, But we, for we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
所以第五节他说，我们呢，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
What is the hope of righteousness?
什么是等候所盼望的义？
Well, let's think of it in terms of a building.
那我们来通过一幢大楼，我们来思考这个
问题。You put the foundation down first.
你要建造一座楼，你先要定下地基。
And once you've got the foundation, then you build on it.
有了地基以后，你就从上面来建
造。Now God has laid a foundation.
现在神已经立下了根基。
And the foundation is Christ.
这个根基就是基督。
The foundation is this glorious grace.
这个根基就是这个荣耀的恩典。
This immeasurable sacrifice.
这是无法测量的基督的牺牲。
And this glorious resurrection.
还有他荣耀的复活。
That's the foundation.
这是这幢楼的根基。
Now what will God build on that foundation?
那么在这根基上，神要怎么来建造呢？
That remains to be seen through the ages to come.
这个我们就要看将来所发生的事情。
And that's the hope of righteousness.
这就是我们盼望的。
That's what we're expecting.
这就是我们所等候的。
That's what we're looking forward to.
这也是我们所盼望。
And we wait.
我们就在那边等候。
With this hope in our heart.
怀着这样的盼望，我们等候。
This life is not all there is.
因为我们的生命生活不就是
But there is so much before us.
不只是今生，而是在将来。
At the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在哥林多前书最后，也就是13章里面。
You know the words. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three.But the greatest of these is love.
十三章十三节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
So the greatest is love, but there are three.
最大的是爱，但是有三样东西。
What is it that makes up the life of a Christian?
是什么使得我们过上基督徒的生活？
Faith, hope, and love.
信心。盼望和爱心。
And this hope must be real like our faith.
这个盼望必须是真实的，就好像我们的信心一样。
This expectation, this looking forward.
这一个盼望。
It puts everything in the world in its right context.
这一个期待就将这个世界上所有的事物都放在它该放的位置上。
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait.For the hope of righteousness by faith.
因为我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
In other words, we're standing in the faith.
另外一句话来说，就是我们站立在信心上。
Our complete confidence in the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus.
我们完全相信神的丰富。
And that's the ground of our hope.
这就是我们盼望的根基。
You know, so often we read these things and we think, oh, but my faith is not strong.
很多时候我们读这些话语的时候说，哎呀，我的信心不够强壮。
And the foundation becomes not Christ, but our faith.
那么这个时候，这个根基就变成不是基督了，而成为我们自己的信心。
And then we're right back under law.
所以就是我们回到了律法以下。
Because when the foundation is your faith,You think that some quality in you is what gives you a right standing before God.
因为当你的信心成为根基的时候，你就会觉得是你信心里面的某种特质带给了你这些的盼望。
The foundation is not our faith.
但是根基不是我们的信心。
But it's Christ.
根基是基督。
For in Christ Jesus, verse 6, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love.
第六节，原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
So the first thing we notice there in that verse is that Paul said neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
第一件事我们所注意到在这句经文里就是保罗说受割礼或不受割礼。
Why didn't he just say circumcision doesn't avail anything?
为什么他不说受割礼没有功效呢?
Because nothing outward avails anything.
因为没有一件外在的事情可以有任何的功效。
Because this faith is of heaven.
因为这个信心是从天上来的。
And it's Christ alone.
这个信心是建立在基督。
You know, we can boast, or we don't do these things, or we do those things.
我们可以自夸说，我做这个事情，或者说我不做这个事情。
But nothing outward counts.
但是没有一件我们外面所做的事情。
It's Christ alone, and therefore faith in Him.
可以有功效，这是完全在于基督自己。
And He says it's faith working through love.
他说使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
But then in chapter 6 and verse 15,
但是到了第六章的十五节里面
he says, For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation.
他说受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
If we bring these two verses together, we understand.
如果我们把这两个经文放在一起，我们就明白了。
When a person comes to Christ, they become a new creation.
当一个人来到基督面前，他成为了一个新造的人。
The Holy Spirit dwells in them.
圣灵就住到他里面去。
This is so critical.
这是非常非常关键的。
We can't understand, we can't begin to understand.What the Christian life is, unless we understand that it is the Holy Spirit dwelling in a person.
除非你先认识到圣灵住到一个人里面，不然你就没有办法认识到一个基督徒是怎么样的生活。
Otherwise, we're just thinking, oh, what have I got to do?
不然的话，你就会一直想啊，我现在应该做什么
？I've got to act differently. I've got to.Do something different.
我成了基督徒，我可能要做出一些不一样的事情来。
But the difference is Him dwelling in the believer.
但是成为基督徒以后的不同之处就是圣灵住到他里面去。
How many Christians are aware, truly conscious of the Holy Spirit dwelling within them?
有多少基督徒到底真正的认识到圣灵住在你的里面？
How many of us are willing to stand up and say, He dwells in me?
我们当中有多少人可以站起来说，他住在我的里面。
I have been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
我已经被圣灵打上一个印记。
He is in me. He is my new life.
他在我的里面成为我新的生命。
This is the new birth.
这是一个新生，重生。
Being born of the Spirit.
就是从圣灵得生。
It is a real event.
这是一件真实发生的事情。
The Holy Spirit comes into the believer.
就是圣灵来到进入到信徒的里面。
Now we're not going to be deceived by some imitation.
我们不会被一些一些模仿的事情所欺骗。
The Holy Spirit is not a thing.
因为圣灵不是一个东西。
He is Spirit.
他是个灵。
He is God.
他是神。
So we ask the question.
所以我们就问这个问题。
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
你有没有圣灵？
Where is he?
他在哪里？
He is in me.
他在我的里面。
Whereabouts?
在你里面的哪里？
Here.
头里面，头脑里面。
Here.
心里面。
Here.
肚子里面。
Where is he?
他在哪里？
It's a silly question, isn't it?
这个问题是很愚昧，是不是？
Because he is not a thing. He is spirit.
因为圣灵不是一个东西，他是一个灵。
And he dwells in my spirit.
他住在我的灵里面。
Which is not material.
是不是一个物质的一个东西？
But which is real.
但却是一个真实的东西。
If I turn in my mind and say I'm going to feel the Holy Spirit.
如果我现在对我的脑子说，现在让我来感受一下圣灵。
I can't.
我不可能的。
I can feel my hand.
我可以感受到我的手。
Or I can feel my foot.
我可以感觉我的脚。
But I can't feel the Holy Spirit.
但我不能用那个感觉去感觉圣灵。
So how do I know if the Holy Spirit dwells in me?
那你怎么知道圣灵住在我的里面呢？
I know because of God's promise.
我知道因为神应许说。
And I know because of what he does in me.
我也知道，因为我知道神在我里面做了什么。
And what is the first thing that the Holy Spirit does in us?
圣灵在我们里面所做的第一件事情是什么？
He reveals to us the Lord Jesus.
就是他向我们启示耶稣基督。
He convicts us of our sin.
他让我们看到自己的罪。
And he reveals the Savior.
他也向我们启示那一位救主。
And when the Lord Jesus spoke about the coming of the Spirit, he said, He shall glorify me.
主耶稣讲到那将要来的圣灵也说，他要荣耀我。
That's the ministry of the Spirit.
那就是圣灵所要做的事。
To glorify the Lord Jesus.
要荣耀主耶稣基督。
To turn us to the Lord Jesus.
把我们的心转向主耶稣。
To encourage us to trust in the Lord Jesus.
鼓励我们来信靠主耶稣基督。
To show us the beauty and the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus.
也让我们看到主是那样的美丽，那样的丰富。
And to lead us in this life.
也来带领我们走他的生活。
To lead us in fruitfulness.
把我们带进一个多结果子的生活。
And to change our heart.
也来改变我们的心。
So Paul says, nothing avails, nothing outward.
所以保罗说，全无功效，受割礼不受割礼，全无功效。
But faith.
但是。
Working through love.
是人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
And verse 13 of chapter 5.
在十三节里面。
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
五章十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
So the Holy Spirit is working transformation.
所以圣灵所做的工作是改变的工作。
And it's the transformation that's characterized by love.
这一个改变的工作有个特点就是爱心。
Love for the Lord, love for one another.
爱主。爱人如己。
Who can love?
谁可以爱呢？
Only those who have been set free.
只有那些被释放的人。
We need a good foundation to stand on if we're going to love.
如果我们要去爱，我们必须站在一个非常好的一个根基上。
When we're insecure and fearful, we can't love. We're focused only on ourselves.
当我们感到不安全、害怕的时候，我们没有办法去爱，我们眼睛只。
And
只浇灌在我们自己的身上。
And all our relationships will be designed to get for ourselves.
所有我们与人的关系都会被带到一个我们自己的身上。
But when we're set free,
但是当我们被释放了以后
when we know that we're safe in His hands,
当我们知道在他的手里我们是安全的
when our heart is filled with hope,
当我们心里充满了盼望
that we know our eternal destiny is glorious,
我们知道我们的将来是非常荣耀的
when we know that the Lord is our shepherd,
当我们知道神是我们的牧者
and goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life,
慈爱和恩惠会一生地随着我们
then we can love,
那个时候我们才会去爱
and we're free.To love, to give of ourselves.
我们会自由地去爱，去把我们自己给出去。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样？
And this is the work of the Lord. This is the new creature.
这是神的工作，这就是一个新造的人。
This is the new birth.
这是一个新生。
This is where the Lord Jesus brings us.
这是神基督把我们所带进的一个境地。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
So the scripture says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty for which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
These Galatians were running well, verse 7.
第七节。这些加拉太人他们跑得很好
But they stumbled.
但是他们跌倒了
We also stumble.
我们也会跌倒
But we get up again.
但是我们再站立起来
He said, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
他说一点面酵能使全团都发起来
We need to be quite ruthless with ourselves.
我们对自己要无情
We need to be quite strict with ourselves.
我们对自己要非常的严格。
I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will have no other mind.
我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we do thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
For the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus.
你给我们奇妙的恩典就是主耶稣基督。
And Lord, our prayer is that we would not be those that stumble.
主，我们祷告，求你让我们不要跌倒。
But those that stand fast in this grace.
让我们在恩典中站立的稳。
And really rejoice in it.
也在恩典中喜乐。
And celebrate your goodness.
庆祝欢庆你的美善
Lord, we thank you and bless you.
我们感谢我们称颂你
We thank you for working in us to make us new creatures.
谢谢你在我们身上工作让我们成为一个新造的人
We magnify your precious name.
我们彰显你奇妙的名
In Jesus' name. Amen.
靠主耶稣基督名祷告 Amen.
要恢复了主要的真理之一。
So the concept of the trust and be the righteousness is the 16th century's Christian revolution